look, camera facing, this is my good side. So, we'll Phantom of the Opera me. It's fine. In sleep he sang to me. In dreams he came all over my face.
Yes.
I would like to procure the bag.
I want
to
be a rich bitch. Penthouse store man. Money, 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 rich bitch.
Hey.
Give me that bag. Rich bitch.
Yes. You're so rich.
Payment.
Send
okay,
help.
Great. Okay, great. Oh, God. Okay, great. We just got the cool. thumbs up. We just got the thumbs up.
We
the
love
door is shutting.
We love thumbs up in our tzatziki sauce.
Wow. So, guys, welcome.
Welcome.
To?
Not over dramatic. I know what I want.
Yeah, I know what I want.
We were just listening to Chapel Roan because she's everything.
She's great.
She's great.
I'm going to get more into the sauce and then I'll tell you my full experience.
Oh, my God. I have so much sauce with her.
You do.
I love her.
You're getting saucy with her.
I love sauce.
Yeah, so
tzatziki
this is
sauce.
This is I Want to Be a Rich Bitch.
Welcome back to I Want to Be a Rich Bitch. I am your host, Edward Miskey.
And I'm also your host.
Your host,
Sarah Seeds.
I feel like we've done this before. Deja vu. Okay.
Anyway,
listeners love us for that. Thank you so much.
Listeners love our harmonies. That's
Thank you for joining us again.
Yeah.
Sarah, please tell us. How have you been a rich bitch?
Okay. How have I been a rich bitch? I've been really good at practicing what I preach. And I think something about being a rich bitch is always standing by your values. And when you feel like somebody is crossing a line, being very nice, but upfront of like, hey, don't ever do that again.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're talking
about. I know. And I mean that in the nicest way possible because I love everyone. These are people I like to work with. There's folks. But even sometimes someone will cross the line and you have to say, hey, don't do that. Let's just not do that. Okay? Let's just not. And it creates, like, especially if you're working together or anything, it just creates a better boundary because we really teach people how to treat us by how we let them treat us. And just saying it to the universe, please don't feel bad about having boundaries. Please don't feel bad about doing your thing. And just being like, hey, didn't love how that made me feel. That's not conducive to the world we're in and this whole thing. Let's not. And I felt nothing but like amazing for it. It literally just came and went. The person I was like, I'm so sorry, da da da. And it'll never happen again now.
Yeah.
And that's so awesome for me.
I like it when they came and went.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. I mean, really, because if we don't do that, then we don't really have anything. Like, you need to have your boundaries. You need proper boundaries, you know? And it's other things, too. Like, everyone has different things that they need boundaries on, and the people should respect. Like, for me, too, it's like, if we're talking about work stuff or, like, anything professional, don't be texting me late at night. Don't do this, like, weekend real, because we're here to have lives.
I used to not do that,
not because I had boundary issues, because I was like too much of a workaholic.
Yeah.
And I realized how detrimental that was for me. And when I started to create boundaries, it made me no less successful. It made me more productive because I had the time to like be
recharge.
Yeah, because we're humans.
Hello.
Oh my God, shit. And you know, the getting the vitamin D of the sun and the photosynthesis and the sleep and the food and the nourishment and the life makes you more effective. And I know we've talked about this before, but like I literally just had to practice it today, and it's just what was in my mind. And I think, don't ever feel guilty about having boundaries. It'll only make you a rich bitch.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's what I got.
Simple.
Simple to the point. How have you been?
How have I been a rich bitch?
That's
well,
you, Edward, host of the podcast.
I think as I'm talking, I'm going to come up with more than one reason, but I think the most forefront of them for me right now is that the other day I paid off a loan that has been hanging over my head since 2020.
Damn.
The timing of all of this is crazy. I originally got it as a business loan for my concert.
Yeah.
And they took too long to approve it, so I had to figure out how to pay everyone, like, to play money Tetris with how we were getting paid versus, like, the timing of when they were supposed to get paid and everything else. And it just was an insane moment. And so I put in to have this loan thinking, oh, I'll get approved pretty quickly. whatever. Yeah. It's a credit union. They take forever, always.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. So by the time it got approved, it was like 2 days after shutdown. And I woke up one morning and it was like, opened account, this amount of money, loan, whatever. And I was like, oh, perfect timing.
Great.
And that load. Ooh, I can't talk today. That loan paid my rent for the remainder of the year during shutdown.
Copy.
Like for COVID.
Well, you're not on pandemic unemployment and...
I was. Oh. But like it just was a happy accident that it kind of lined up that way. No. And it made things so much easier.
Yeah.
And it was a 5-year loan. I have
was
now
it high
paid it.
APR? Was it a high?
I don't remember.
High? Okay.
I really don't remember.
Because it's really the percentages that fuck you.
It really
like
is.
Student
they're
loans,
terrible.
They're so high. And then when I finally paid this wars off, I was like, literally all this was.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that it was not that high.
Uh-huh.
But what I do know is that it was a 5-year payoff period, and I have paid it off a year early.
Oh.
And so I'm
great.
Just like,
Yeah, you're like, help. Yeah.
So that is the most like immediate forefront. I just
did
that
wonderful.
Yesterday. Like, thank God, one less thing I have to pay for every month.
Yeah.
That just is like, and just opening my account and seeing like account closed. I was like,
I did. No, that's best. Yeah, that's the best really feeling. Good. No, that's really rich bitch behavior.
It was such rich bitch behavior.
Because Sally Mae and that stupid hooker who I paid money to, apparently had child support to from just being educated. I was like, bitch, when that shit shut down and it said zero and closed, I was like...
It's just the best feeling.
Ugh. Yeah.
Well, because that's the other thing, too. Like, when I first... Because of that loan, the way that all of this happened...
Yeah.
Because of that loan, I was able to pay off the rest of my credit cards because rent was taken care of. And so during Pandyland, I had no debt at all.
Mm.
I was completely debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
And except for that one... Sassy one loan,
bit,
which
yeah.
was not that, which was not a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And so the fact that I was able to pay it off a year early, and the fact that it's done, will allow me a little more room, to breathe and focus on these said paid off credit cards that are no longer paid off that I need to dive back into.
Okay, they're evil.
They're evil.
The percentages on that.
Oh my god!
Interest.
I have an auto pay set up on one of them, and I just like logged in the other day, not
just
thinking.
To take a peek.
I don't think it wasn't a late fee. It was some kind of fee plus interest. I was like, wow, that's only $50 less than what I actually paid on this. So cool. she needs a windfall so I can just be like, So yeah. So my rich bitch behavior
that's
is very,
wonderful.
Very money. Literal rich bitch moment.
Yeah.
And also I've been considering, we've never gotten into this on this podcast, I don't think. And I don't want to be like disclaimer, not a financial advisor. I don't have a background in finance in that way.
Copy.
This is not what I'm doing. But my question for you is, I don't know if you've dove into the whole crypto of it all.
I have.
I still have some remaining.
Me too.
And like it's doing fine.
Yeah.
But part of me is like, I should just fucking sell this.
Yeah.
It's not real money.
It isn't.
Like, Tom Brady lost like $30 million on that, and I am not about to do that.
I sold my 2 Ethereum coins when they were high, and I made all of it. It was like I tripled it or whatever.
It's like lower than it was a couple months ago right now, but
I know,
it's
it
still
like,
way higher than it was when I bought it.
Yeah, that's really where
so
you want
to... So part of me is like, I should just...
Yeah, because...
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe that's my
maybe
rich
that's,
bitch move for today.
Yeah, because, no offense, but like, it's going to go down again. It's going to keep going. And then it's going to go... But
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
But it feels like... insanity.
It does feel like
because
insanity.
There's nothing it's based on. Like, I know it's blockchain. I know all the HODL.
Right,
I know all of
but
that.
But it's
shit.
So arbitrary.
But it's very arbitrary. It's not like typical stocks where you're like, how's that company doing?
Right.
Where are they, what
you
are they just,
check.
What are their, what did they do recently?
Right.
What's the news on them? What's it? Because, like, for stock market stuff, I do have a lot of insight. I have a guy named who's incredible. I won't say his name, but he's incredible. Well, his name's Kevin. That's all I'll say. And he's my parents' person. And he took the 401k that I was, you know, having. And he's already like, going crazy with it. And I was like, just go crazy because honestly, I'm never going to see it until I'm retired. Well, I don't want to.
Right.
You can pull from it, but
you have to pay taxes on
it.
Yeah,
and I just want to wait and let it go crazy. And then when I'm whatever age and I feel like it's time, I'll whatever. But that I can understand. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
the cryptocurrency is really like, how do we feel today, guys? Like, right, it's really,
let's
just
jack it up.
Yeah, like it's just that hodl. There's a new coin. It's called Papa Coin. Yeah,
Plopalopalos. Yeah, I mean, so maybe that's the next thing I'll do, and it'll cover the sneakers that I just bought today, which I guess is also rich bitch behavior.
It is. I was just gonna bring that up. I was gonna wait for you to bring it up.
Yeah. Well, we'll bring it up. Yeah. I have not had real, like, actual nice, yeah, good sneakers. I don't know if maybe ever. Like,
oh, that's so bad. Like, for your when legs I
was
and back.
Totally. And like when I was and a kid knees. And I was going through insane growth spurts, my feet at one point when I was playing basketball got up to a size 15. And finding a size 15
Jesus.
In the middle of Pennsylvania is
impossible. All right. You better get it. Impossible. You better get it, honey.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
And so, like, me, I remember coming up to New York with my parents to get sneakers.
Yeah.
Because there was nowhere else that. Like, ordering stuff online was not a thing back then.
No.
So we had to come up to the big city and buy sneakers for
after y'all hung up your clothes, you went on up to the big city after y'all put your wash on and you did one of them, like...
Yep, you ain't getting to me in the New York City.
And you threw in a jug and made a little tune and y'all came down. Yeah, but, that's cool.
So, like, we had them for basketball and I've bought them on, like, Zappos, like, years and years ago. Not sponsored.
Zappos,
not sponsored.
Zappos.
Years and years ago, and I've got, like, okay shoes, but I've never, like, had my feet looked at, like, any kind of body alignment crap looked at.
Right.
So I did that today.
That's wonderful.
And they're so comfortable, I can't even describe
it. No, you were saying how what I loved about it is you had them on, and you were like, huh, it feels like I feel better. It feels like it's
supporting
me. It was
instantaneous.
And, like, I was like, yeah, shoes.
That's
like,
how
good
shoes.
Shoes. And then you got back in the shoes now. Sorry, girl. And you were like, I feel terrible already. And I'm like, yeah, it's so quick, right?
My
and it's good
hip.
For your back. And
my hip and my back, both when we were walking down here.
Your
I was
neck,
like,
your back. Yeah.
My shoes and my laces.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it. Yeah, maybe
that's
maybe
it. So maybe that is...
Kaya, lyricist.
That's a move. And yeah. I hate them. I think they're so ugly.
Sure.
But they feel so good.
That's... Sometimes the ugly ones do. I'm just kidding.
Have you looked JK. At some of the guys I've dated?
No. No, actually, you know what? When we were going over something we were working on in the shadows, we won't talk, and you showed us, like, the guy that you're like, this is my hot blah, blah, blah. And
I'll say it. I had a full crush
okay, there we go.
On my stem cell transplant doctor.
Okay, cool. I didn't want to.
From Memorial Sloan Kettering.
Great.
Anytime he came into my room, I was so in love with him.
You were like,
and it was like,
you.
It was the Cole Haans and the Warby Parkers and the little lab coat jacket and his little stubbly scruffy. And I was just like, oh God, and he's a doctor.
Yeah, you were like really in. So I was ready to see him. Like, you were like, let me show you a photo.
We were on a Zoom and I was screen sharing and I Googled the doctor.
Yeah, and you were just like,
I was like, oh, look at his nerdy self. And everyone on the Zoom call was like, really?
That really was our
and I was like, leave me alone.
Our real response, we
like, trauma bonded.
We were both like,
I loved him. And I just found out that he's no longer at Sloan Kettering. He moved off somewhere else.
So now we can go alone.
And now I'm going to go live there.
Oh, God.
So I can be with him.
Yeah. I will love him forever.
12 years later, he will love me.
No one
I
knows.
I don't know. I truly don't. He, like.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad that you did your research.
I'm going to show up at his house.
Naked.
And I'm gonna see him with like
with a bow
with his wife and children. I'm gonna be like,
now,
I look
you.
Different enough now that he'd be like, who are you? I'd be like, goodbye. Never mind.
Never mind. Don't look at me.
I wrong house. Sorry.
Don't look at me. Wow. Yeah. No. Our reaction was
subpar.
Okay.
Or on par, depending on how you look at
truly.
It. But
so now I'm getting. Yeah, you might have a history that's a little different.
I do. It's like and like not so much recently with whatever that was. But the ones that I've had long terms with, if you look at them, you're like, who hit them in the face with a pan when they were a child? It's some stupid dumb realness.
I'm so sorry. I just can't get into it. I just can't get past that.
It's the one thing I can always get past.
Oh, good for you.
I don't know why.
Maybe you are like a better
I'm
person.
I'm in touch with my inner child of
light. I just feel terrible. I might be bad. No, I just think, okay.
You should be attracted to the people that
That's what I think it is. I think it's just we have a different, I don't think it's that they aren't, it's that I just don't have the I'm not attracted to them.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, we all have different tastes.
Totally. And I will say that despite the fact that they weren't beauty queens by any stretch, like, there was a presence about them, or there was like a novelty.
They weren't beauty queens.
They weren't beauty queens.
It's very like, bless their heart. Like,
they weren't beauty queens, but...
They were Quasimodo, but they were giving.
Quasimodo, but, you know, whatever. He actually was more attractive than one or two of them.
Anyway! Is that for real? How do you even, like... I'm sorry, I just...
I will show you off camera.
Okay, I am blown away. Well, you know what? There's good charity in life, and it looks like you
know, I've racked up some karma points, I think.
Yeah, you have.
Maybe.
Okay, except so for two of
them.
Be coming to
two
you.
Of them led into cancer, and then two of them, well, I guess three of them led into it, and then one of them led me out of it, and okay. That was kind of almost the worst one.
Ew. Well, yeah. Fuck him. He's ugly. I did. Fuck him.
It was.
Oh, well, then I hate him.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, then
this
fuck
is why
him.
I've been single for 10 years.
Okay.
Because I date bad men.
See, let's work on that. Because that's Rich Favors, but you know dating what? People who. But not having to.
Right. Well, but the,
that's
I was talking,
the thing.
I was
Don't
talking
worry
my,
about that.
I was talking to my coworker about this today also.
Okay.
I've gotten to a point, because we were talking about two things you absolutely need to do as
okay.
an adult.
Okay.
We were talking about solo traveling, okay. and that's one of them.
Yes, solo traveling is everything.
Solo traveling is everything.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like, I've
you
always
learn so much about
I've
yourself.
Always done it domestically, but yes. going to London and Paris by myself
oh, yeah.
was just
that's
like...
It. That's it.
Everything.
I went to London by myself, and I went to... Japan too by myself when I was pretty young, and it shaped me as a person.
Yeah, it's so formative.
It's so important.
But like then the other thing was live alone.
Yes.
Live alone in yes. your own apartment by any means necessary, just even just for a year.
Yes.
Just so that you have that like moment to settle into yourself mm-hmm. because you will become a different person.
I'm with you.
And I have lived alone for so long mm-hmm. that I'm now at the point, having been single for 10 years now, guys, that I'm just like, you know what? I'm happy to be in a relationship with you. Find your own place to live.
Yeah.
I don't want to live with you.
No, and I think...
Live across the hall from me. I would love that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun, actually.
I really...
Like, this is my apartment. There's your apartment. When I want to see you, I will come
knock
on the door, and then you can go home and I'll lock my door.
Doesn't Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband have separate houses?
Yes,
so
I think
did,
so.
So did the boo-boos, the creepy boo-boos. I love them so much. Edward Scissorhands, director. What's his name?
Oh, Tim Burton.
Yeah, and Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
I know they didn't work out. They were together for literally like decades.
Right.
So it worked.
Well, I always
And they had separate houses.
And I always point to my friend Jordan, who used to work in, well, I guess he still does, but
yeah.
when a long time ago when we were first friends, he worked in luxury retail at Barney's, mm-hmm. R.A.P. R.A.P. Barney's.
Oh, Barney's, yeah.
What a dream. And
there's still Bergdorf's.
He knew this older couple who was in their 70s. Mm-hmm. And they had been together for like 50 years.
Wow.
Older gay couple. And he was like, how do you guys even do that? That's such a long time.
Yeah.
That's like two lifetimes for some people.
It is.
And he was like, how do you do it? And they're like, well, they're very wealthy.
Yeah.
He was like, I have my townhouse on the Upper West Side and he has his townhouse on the Upper East Side and we don't live together.
Wow.
And we go see each other. We plan times to like
yeah.
cross the park and whatever. And that's how it works. And I remember him telling me that and being like, yes. Mm-hmm. And we're talking
that
like 10, 15 years
yeah.
ago. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm still kind of like that. I'm like, I'll be with you. I'm ride or die, mm-hmm. but you're not going to live with me.
I think, too, it depends on what you want in the relationship, because I probably would have preferred that in other people in my life.
Sure.
This one, I love living with this person.
Sure.
It's the fucking
Well, worst. And of course it's
but
person
that's,
dependent.
But that's something that should be discussed more, because I think that would have been better for me.
Yeah.
Before, you know, I think that would have been something I would have enjoyed. And I think also, like, just as we talk about different types of relationships and who we are and like what's okay and what's not, it's really subjective. And like, I think there should be more people that do that. Because some people just get so, like, this is
yeah.
not working.
Well,
like,
and also, I just saw an article recently. Like,
yeah.
an actual article, not a TikTok. An actual article.
Thanks.
I read.
Fact check. Well, let's hear it.
That was something like bringing back the sleeping in separate rooms.
Yeah.
Or separate beds or separate rooms. I don't
yeah,
remember what
it
was.
Yeah.
But it was something to that degree that kind
yeah.
of harkened back to the I Love Lucy thing of like two separate beds.
Yeah. yeah.
Or two separate bedrooms
mm-hmm,
or whatever
mm-hmm.
that looks like.
Yeah.
And again, like, my initial reaction, I think, is not so much like, ew, I don't want to live with anyone.
No.
It's that I don't need to.
Copy.
It's not something.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like on the checklist
yeah,
of
yeah,
things
yeah.
in a relationship that I'm like,
yeah.
oh, when I'm with someone, I'm going to move in with them or they're going to move in with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't need
First
to
off,
do that.
Nobody should, no offense, but this is just my hot take. You should never do that unless you've dated them for at least a couple, like a year or two.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to end
you
up
You don't
homeless.
Know anything. About them.
Nothing.
You really don't.
No.
And even with Mike, like, I knew he was, I mean, I knew this was going to go places, but we even it was like 2 years or something, like before we even did that. And I think that it's and again, it's time dependent, but there's really no rush to do that. It's really just keep your space, keep your autonomy. Like, yeah. Learn about each other.
Right, because I'm still going to walk around naked or walk around with like a robe half open.
Yeah.
And be like, it's 6 a.m. and I hate my life.
Yeah. Woo! But no, I think there's something really to that. For me, though, you know, I love being in the same room with him. I love all of it. I think it's fantastic and magical. But I don't like it that a lot of people look at that and say that has to be the way it is.
Right. Well, but also, too, you guys don't work the same schedule.
No.
So, like, you have a lot of time at the apartment by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Where and you're he doing, does, too. Exactly. He works from when, home on some days, and I'll be own, out filming or doing something.
Right. When you're both doing your own mm-hmm. things, you and I think that's the key, is, like, you have your separate lives.
Mm-hmm.
I
we
see
do.
These relationships we where do. They're just, like, up each other's asses and codependent, and it just, no. that is, like, seeing that is what it's makes horrible. Me never want to date.
Well, I don't want it to make you never want to, because you're not going to be...
Just say it.
What?
I already don't want to, so I know, go I know. Ahead and say it.
Okay, cool. Just don't take other... Yeah,
unless, like, it's my hot doctor, in which case, if you're listening, oh God, please come find
it's
me.
It's over. Somebody ever anywhere. Let's warn him. Somebody smoke signal, please.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I think I've never been that way. So, to me, it's like I never worried about that, because I never let it be that. You know, even when I first moved to New York and my ex followed me from the South there, I insisted. I was like, get your own place. I got my own place. Get your own place.
Yeah.
And I did that. And for a good chunk of time before we finally. And I'm so glad I did, because I knew that that was my boundary. That's what I wanted to do. I was very young. I was like, I've never lived in New York by myself. I've lived in other places by myself. But I was like, this is like the time for me to like feel my independence.
Yeah.
And I want you around, but like I really want my... You know, and I think it was the best decision I could have made. Yeah, I think it's good. I just don't want you to look at other people's examples and be like, this is why I won't. Because it's you. You're going to decide whether
that's a problem.
No, totally.
It's just like my initial like reaction to, oh, you get to live with your partner. It's like, nope.
Yeah.
No. And I realize that that is person dependent.
Sure.
But like that's not, I think it's more so that that's not something that I aspire or strive for.
Oh, yeah.
But that's also, in my opinion, like how relationships should be anyway.
Yeah.
You should never like need to be in one or like want to be in one. It should just be something that happens.
Yeah.
And like, sure, be as active or not active in that, in finding one, as you would like.
Yeah.
But for me, it's never
it's
been
like, life or death.
Oh, I have to have someone.
No.
Like, I don't. I really don't.
You really don't.
I really don't.
Because until like I hate that whole like, I need another person to be complete. No. You need to be complete yourself.
Yeah.
And then you'll find another completed person, and then it's like easy.
Yeah.
It's like easy when somebody knows who they are, has done the work,
knows
the therapy,
what they want,
all the things, know what they want.
Yeah.
And it makes life so much easier, because if you're that person too, that's what you're going to draw to you. And then it's just like easy.
Yeah.
And it's like seamless. And I think that's very important. But again, when I got divorced back in.
Divorce.
Such a young divorce. When I got divorced in. I think it was 2019, but officially finalized in the 2020, which was deep lockdown. It was actually pretty cool. I'm so relieved. I don't know. I just was like cool with just being on my own. I literally just worked on myself. I just did yoga. I got a show on Amazon. I did my fucking thing. I hired a publicist the first time. I did all the things I wanted to do that I felt like were holding me back. And I felt like I just felt... Life, light, wonderful. And so I didn't care about finding a guy. I actually deleted all the apps. I didn't want anything to do with them. I just did my thing. And then this happened just because it did.
Yeah.
And like, I felt much better about how it happened and everything. But again, I felt complete before I met Mike. I just felt so complete. And so did he. And I think that's what's really important.
Yeah.
So like you said, the codependency doesn't really happen when you are a complete human being and you have your own lives, which also complement, and it's great when you can be together and be like, this is what I did today, this is what you did, how badass are we?
Yeah, I think my only codependent relationship really, since alcohol and I are no longer together, is probably New York City.
Yeah,
she's a codependent
she
bitch.
Is. Well, you know, that's okay.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, but it's true. Yeah, because every time I leave, like I was recently down with my parents for a couple days, and you know, coming back, I just was like, there you are. You know, and you're only gone for a little bit, but you miss her.
Only gone for a little bit.
But I miss her.
But I miss her.
Yeah, so that's codependency.
I think another tack on of rich bitch behavior sure. is kind of a little Tetris conversation that sure. we've had that we also need to have with our viewers whom yeah. we love.
Whom we literally love and appreciate and
every single are one obsessed of you. With. The wannabe rich bitch journey over the last year and change has been so fun and so formative.
Monumental.
And so monumental for both of us in yeah. so many ways.
Life-changing.
And we've both learned a ton.
Mm-hmm.
This has been fucking epic.
Yeah.
And it's just going to look a little different, just like it did in the beginning of season two.
Yeah.
We had that episode where we talked about how everything was different. We have like the new photography.
Mm-hmm.
We have like the studio and like the whole setup and mm-hmm. this whole talk show kind of vibe here.
Yeah.
It's about to be a little bit more different.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing a different kind of rich bitch behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I've accepted a job position that is going to take me away from being a part of this podcast.
Yeah.
Which makes me super sad. I'm really devastated about it.
Not happy.
In the long
but it
run,
is what it is. I'm happy. If, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm happy. I'm disappointed that this is going to be no longer for me.
Yeah.
But in the big picture, long run of things, it's going to fix a lot of parts of my life that have been really difficult yeah. over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Mostly money, hence the rich bitch part.
Mm-hmm.
But that means that I will no longer be on camera here, and yeah. I will no longer be on I Want to Be a Rich Bitch, which
but
makes
you'll
me
be
really
in our
sad.
Hearts
I will
minds.
Be in your hearts and on your socials because the podcast isn't going anywhere.
No,
you'll still be
that's
able
true.
You'll still be able to watch it on YouTube. You'll still be able to listen to it anywhere you listen to podcasts,
mm-hmm.
season one and two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is going to be our little baby mini season two moment.
Yep.
We're going to take a little summer hiatus
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
so that we can figure out next steps for Sarah.
For me.
And
the podcast. Because
and the podcast, yes.
Because, like, this is not going anywhere. It's just that it's going to look different.
It's going to change.
That's all we're saying.
Yes.
Because it's something that we believe in. It's something that we worked very hard for. We love this. It's been beautiful. It's been such a great experience.
Yeah.
And
I've never laughed so hard in my life.
No, literally.
Literally.
And luckily, we're friends, so we're going to make each other laugh off camera.
Off
but
camera.
On camera, it's just me and these two ladies here. So we're going to figure it out.
The new podcast is going to be called Topless Tapas.
It's going to ruin everyone's lives. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is just kind of like a different roundabout way of having rich bitch behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that means putting something for yourself on pause
mm-hmm.
or redirecting or pivoting. We've talked about pivoting a lot.
We have.
And just in one of our last episodes that I think we just put socials up for recently,
yeah.
we talk about how like the creative process is never what you thought it was going to be in
mm-hmm.
the end, that what you started with.
Right.
And in a little sad way,
yeah.
that is what this is.
Yeah.
This isn't what we thought it was going to be in the end.
No.
And it's really unfortunate from a creative standpoint.
It is.
And also,
we're still
again,
here.
Big picture, long run, it's going to be good.
Yep.
And Sarah will still be cranking away, doing all the things. I'm still going to obviously be in her life because how dare she try to pull that off and make that not happen? Because
yeah,
never.
Never, never would.
Never.
Never could.
But yeah, so this is going to be our unfortunate kind of surprise.
How this is.
Right. How this is going to be our kind of little baby unfortunate wrap to season two.
Yeah. But yes. So it's going to be fine. Don't worry. Mama's got you.
Yeah. Don't
be
worry.
Good.
There's nothing to be worried about.
Don't worry.
You will miss me. I will
I know.
Make you miss me.
Yeah.
Listener. We'll make you miss me.
Don't at us. Yeah.
But it's all going to be good.
Yeah. And stick around, guys. There's going to be stuff coming up. And yeah, as long as you're following us on social, as long as you're listening to our old episodes, please
follow
give us,
on
review.
Socials.
We are getting great reviews.
We're getting great reviews.
The
yes,
reviews are
please.
Amazing.
On all social platforms and sorry, on all podcast platforms, please
yeah.
give us little 5-star reviews if
yeah.
you feel so inclined.
If you feel so inclined.
If you give us 1-star reviews,
then
at
don't.
Least make them no, do it, but make them good.
Yeah, actually make them yes. If you do it,
make them fun.
Have a great reason. And it
yeah.
better be good.
Drag us.
Drag us to filth, because we're good at that. We'll
we're
take
so
it.
Good at that.
Like I said in a leather clip that we used. I can take compliments, but I can also take critiques. And I kind of enjoy both, to be real.
Absolutely. And if you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
Oh, God.
And I think that might be my parting words of wisdom. If you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
I feel like my eyes got teary. I'm sad.
I'm sad too.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We will always be rich bitches.
We are. Before we go on our little mini break, mini summer.
Mini little summer hiatus summer moment.
Summer kiki. That we thank everybody who's
worked. We have so many people to thank.
With us, yeah.
This has been, again, like, this has been a joy of joys to put together, mm-hmm. especially, like, the elevation of season two.
Yeah.
We've had such a great team behind us that would not be, that yeah. none of this would have been possible in the first place.
No.
None of this.
None of this.
Without them.
No.
And so first and foremost, I think it's important for us to thank Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Yeah, MNN, you guys are
baddies.
The baddies of
the universe. They have been the backdrop of our Rich Bitch Studios here for, yep. since the beginning of season two.
Yep.
Shout out to Corey, who's been our Switch producer.
Yeah.
Just killing it. Killing it. We're so grateful.
Yeah. Truly. Also, I want to thank, you know, all the guests that we had, you know, Misha, Aaron. I mean, it's just been a nice vibe.
All of them.
Vibe.
They've been
like,
so
every
great.
Single guest we've ever had. Truly, in season one, carry
and
on.
And two.
Here. It's just been so magical to have these folks here. Ron Song is so cool.
Todd Masterson,
yes.
Aaron Newfer. Misha Calvert.
Love them.
So good.
Appreciate y'all. And then, you know, we have to thank... Actually, we should thank Aaron Gold. He told us about this.
Aaron Gold.
Aaron is a boo-boo.
He was the one that told us about this at Taylor's quarter get-together at whatever that place is called now.
We were trying to elevate the podcast because it had been something we've been doing for like almost a year and we were, or whatever, and we did like 40-something episodes. We were very popping them out.
So prolific.
And we were like, we want to level it up and how can we do that in a good way, in a nice place and somewhere that's close to where we are and blah, blah. And this just really worked. And we're just so grateful for that. And that was Aaron who
Aaron's the best.
Suggested it. So thank you so much, Aaron Gold.
Yep. Our executive producer, Ned Donovan.
That was the next one for
who
sure.
has been just the absolute life-changing best on the back end.
He is.
He's going to get to see this before it airs. And just know, Ned, that I love you
we
so much.
Love
you're
you.
The best. I will use you for everything in the future. You're the bestie.
100%. Love. Like, literally, like, we'll use him for this.
Right? Oh, 100%.
Ned, we love you. Ned, we want you. I love
Ned,
you,
Ned.
Ned, be in my life.
Also, Christian McKenzie and AJ Ray, who are both our editors and social media coordinators.
Yes.
They
the
are
clips.
Fucking best.
The
clips.
Images. The graphics.
Work, banging this shit out as
truly,
quickly as they do. They're
truly.
So great.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever worked with a team that was as good.
I agree.
They're absolutely incredible. We love them. We're so grateful for them.
Yeah.
So thank you to MNN. MNN. I can't talk.
I feel like you
thank
said
you.
The right thing.
Did I?
I don't know.
Sounded weird to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounded good.
Well, thank you to MNN, Ned Donovan, Christian McKenzie, AJ Ray, and all of our guests on Rich Bitch.
All of our
listeners. I want to thank you, Sarah Seeds, for being the best co-host that any boo-boo, baboo, kickity-caw,
cockadiki-caw,
could ask for.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for being a fabulous co-host and honestly, suggesting the podcast before we even had made it, you were really like, we need to do something together.
We do, because we're amazing.
Yeah, and it's just like lightning in a bottle, and I just think it has been since literally. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, just as I was describing my relationship earlier, now it's so easy. This has felt so easy.
Yeah.
Like, we aren't, it's not destroying me to do this. This is great.
Yeah.
This is only
nourishing
me.
I look forward to this.
Yeah, like, this is like everything, and we just are like.
Yeah.
So I
we'll
thank
find
you
a way.
For that.
I mean, and also, you know, well, we have each other.
Yeah, we do. We do.
We do.
Yeah, you're just going to be up in the retina.
I'll be replaced by a blow-up doll.
Yeah. Don't kill the joke before I do it. Cut that. Whoever's editing this, take it out.
But anyway, thank you to everyone,
yeah,
especially
everyone.
Our followers and our listeners and everyone who's been supportive of the podcast since day one of either season one and or two. We're here for you. Keep an eye on us.
Yeah.
Specifically, Sarah, watch
history
this space.
History has its eye on us.
History is watching.
And this is the official sign out. I'm going to clap it off.
Let's do it.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
I would like to procure the bag.
I want
to
be a rich bitch. Penthouse door man. Money, 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 rich bitch.
Hey.
Give me that bag. Rich bitch.
Yes. You're so rich.
Pay me.